My brethren and in Christ, so this morning I would like to invite all of you to contemplate two great saints of the church whose feast we'll be celebrating this week. That is Saint Alphonsus Liguori and Saint Dominic. So first of all, about Saint Alphonsus, he's the founder of the Congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer, the Redemptorist, that we used to call him. So about Saint Alphonsus, he began his career as a lawyer, but he soon became realized the emptiness of the womb and the dangers inherent in his profession. So he says goodbye to the womb, to follow a heavenly call to become a priest. And as a priest, he was inspired constantly by the words of Christ, "The harvest is great, but the laborers are few." So by this, inspired by the words of Christ, so he has tirelessly and a burning zeal for the soul. And especially in his ministry, he brings a lot of people to Christ by tirelessly promote among the people devotion to the Passion of Christ and to the Blessed Sacrament. And also for Saint Alphonsus, there are a lot of things to say about him, but to me, he gave to the church so excellent writings about different subjects, like moral theologies. So he is known as the physician of souls, and the patron of confessor. Saint Maria Vianney is the patron of all parish priests, but Saint Alphonsus is the patron of the confessors. And also he has the apologetic works, like I like very much. I read that book, the title, like The Histories of Heresies and Their Refutations. It's a beautiful, So if you're interested, you can find that book to read here. You may have in our library, The Histories of Heresy and Their Refutation, written by himself, And also, out of great love and devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, he also has an excellent book, also like The Glories of Mary. So also, if you haven't read that book, I highly recommend to you to read The Glories of Mary. So that about Saint Alphonsus. And he passed away. He died peacefully in 1877, and was canonized in 1839. So we have a great saint here that we are celebrating his feast in this week. And the other is Saint Dominic. He's the founder of the Dominican orders, and usually called the friar preacher, the order of preachers. So Saint Dominic, founded Dominican orders, and his orders, together with the Franciscan, become the greatest and most powerful orders in the medieval times. And about the Dominicans, the order preachers, also gave to the church so excellent saints and preachers. And one of those, the most well-known, like the angelic doctors, St. Thomas Aquinas, yeah, the Dominicans. Yeah. So that is why the Dominicans, they are very well known with the spirit of moderation, the clarity of thoughts, and a burning zeal for the salvation of soul. Yeah. And also for Saint Dominic, Saint Dominic is the same, has a great love and devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And he was known as the first promoters of the Holy Rosary through the Catholic world. Yeah. And also by the weapons of the Rosary, so a lot of heresy were defeated. And also the enemies of the souls also were defeated and drives away by the power of the Holy Rosary. And there was in the breviary, the Divine Office, has a beautiful story. It's a legend, but it's still reserved in the breviary about Saint Dominic. Yeah. The story was that during a pregnancy, Dominic's mother, his mother, dreamed that she was carrying in her womb a dog with a burning torch in each of her teeth. Yeah. And after it had given birth, it would set the whole world on fire. So that story is a beforehand manifestation that Saint Dominic, he would inflame the whole world and nation by the fire of Christ, fire of love. So that sometimes we can see Saint Dominic like holding a torch, or even a dog carrying a torch in his mouth. So it's the same we are celebrating a wonderful man of the church, Saint Alphonsus and Saint Dominic. And they were, both of them was gifted with different talents and graces for saving soul, to serve the church. But they have one thing in common, that is great love for the Blessed Virgin Mary. Saint Alphonsus with the glory of Mary, Saint Dominic, the promoter of the Holy Rosary. So we can imitate. It's difficult, but we may not become a great preacher, a moral theologian, or a great preacher like Saint Dominic, but we can imitate them in the love and devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. That is very good and very practical. It's excellent for us to imitate them, this great man of the church, to maintain and nourish our love and devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and the weapons to against all the enemies of the faith and of our soul, and also the weapon to preserve us in the true Catholic faith also. So may Saint Benedict, Saint Dominic, and Saint Alphonsus pray for us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.